We told our listeners this morning about Gabriella, who is popularly known as the Vine Lady. And it's so great to speak to a young person in the wine industry. You know, it's usually the domain of people with many, many years of experience who are experienced tasters and have traveled. And yes, so it's good to have young energy in the room, especially in an industry that is in need of transformation at so many levels. So, Gabriella, a very warm welcome to Jet Setting with Janet. We're really quite honored to have you on the show today. And we're looking forward to hearing about why you call the Vine Lady and what it means to be one of the few 30 under 30 honored by Wineland Media. So, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on your podcast, Janet. I'm super excited to introduce you guys to what I'm about as, a figure in the wine industry, and also to introduce you guys to our estate. We've got some pretty unique things happening here, and I'm all about unique and bringing South Africa to the world stage in terms of wine. We've got such a great country for many various things, particularly our tourism industry. We're one of the top tourism, wine tourism countries in the world. I think we are actually number one in the world for wine tourism. And, the rest of the world should know that, and that should be, incentive enough to come here and to experience life as a South African, even if it is for the just 1 week, 2 weeks that they are here for holiday. And yeah, super, super excited to chat about that.
Wonderful. So before we go into the industry in a broader sense, can you share your own journey with us, Gabriella, that brought you to this point? A little bit about your history.
Oh, it has been so great being privileged enough to be, a South African born and bred, taking myself across the world and introducing everybody to South Africa as, as a wine person. I don't want to call myself a wine influencer. I've always not liked that term,
We
but,
don't love it too
influencing people
much
across the world
either.
in
To be
there.
able to introduce South Africa as a wine tourism destination to the world is a huge responsibility, if I could call it that, because there are so many misperceptions out there, and we're such an easy sell. So well done on choosing a great career.
Yes, no, it's been absolutely fantastic.
So you got to
So
travel quite a bit, Gabriella. Please tell us what those journeys looked like and how you ended up
yes. I mean, I started off in plant production. South Africa's so rich in agriculture. I started off in plant production. Eventually, Babylon's Torin was my first real farm destination that I worked at. And I mean, I did volunteer work over on that side. But they allowed me to really explore various corners of agriculture, and I kind of fell into wine, mostly because of how interesting the chemistry was, the dynamic of the team in the cellar. It really becomes a family dynamic when you have to spend about 18 hours with one another for 3 months straight. So yeah, from there I kind of moved from farm to farm, but I saw that there was a gap in the market with these really niche wines. These small batch producers were producing fantastic wines, and I couldn't find them anywhere in Europe. And one of my family members currently residing in Amsterdam, he said that it would be a great idea to introduce, these small batch producers to the European market, and that's what I did. I started exporting those wines through a company that I started in straight out of high school, actually. And it was so well received that we ended up exporting to the US as well. I've since handed over the company to my family just before starting here at Saxenburg. And I've been over in Italy and in Amsterdam, and the harvest in Italy was fantastic. It was probably the hottest summer I've ever experienced, but I would say that that was probably the biggest learning experience for me in terms of the wine industry. And I recognize that South Africa has something special that the rest of the world really doesn't have. And our people, as a South African collective, we really do make the experience.
You know, I'm just listening to you, Gabriella, and I'm thinking, who starts a wine export business straight out of high school? But obviously you do, and this passion, this vine through your veins, if I could call it that, is what drives you to do these incredible things. No wonder you called, the Vine Lady, and you were respected internationally. It's really so special to be able to chat to you today.
Thank you so much. And I mean, being called the Vine Lady was something that was more of a joke, because I absolutely loved plants and being in the vineyard and figuring out what makes our land so special that we are able to produce some of the best wines in the world. And that's kind of where the name came from, is my constant want to be out in the vineyard and not in the cellar. So starting that whole Instagram journey, putting all of the different adventures I'd go on the world platform, it gave a lot of people insight to how fun wine can be. And it's really just about keeping wine as fun and approachable as possible. And wine is a story. Every single bottle has a story to tell. It's about what happened in that particular year that created this one particular wine. And I love telling stories. That's why I'm always talking, and always on social media, and always doing blogs, podcasts, and really chatting to people in the industry, getting everyone involved. That has been a passion of mine for a very long time, and it's allowed me to unlock so many doors, and people really are coming to the conclusion that wine is a celebration. And Saxenburg has given me such a big platform to bring what we like to call Saxenburg moments. And having those different moments reflecting on your day. And if you're having a glass of wine, you're going to be chatting with somebody. And that's what a tasting room is. It's the interaction with wine staff and creating this memory in this one particular place that you can later on associate with when you crack open that bottle again. And yeah, having been part of so many people's memories and stories has been a huge privilege.
Gabriella, I think there's a narrative that accompanies wine. And the wine is just a way to lubricate the conversation. Because once you convene around a bottle of wine, people start to share so much more than just their opinion of what they're drinking. They share their life experience. And in doing that, you actually, when you share who you are with people, you draw them closer and you give them an opportunity to experience you. And it was the author and philosopher Khalil Gibran that said, giving is not about things. You only really give of yourself when you share about yourself. And so I think, without sounding too philosophical about what wine is all about, I mean, how many memories do we have that we can think back on, where there was an amazing bottle of wine and a great conversation, or new friends were made. And here it is, 5, 10, 15 years later, you're still friends with these people and you've created a journey together. So I'm a great believer in that. And I'm so glad that you're out there talking about the industry, sharing your thoughts and your insights, because it's important to have a young voice do that. And it's phenomenal. So keep doing what you're doing. Now, will you be so kind as to tell us about Saxenburg Estate?
Not a problem. I mean, you should really just tell me when to stop, because there's so much to tell. It's probably one of of the oldest estates, oldest wine farms in Stellenbosch. We've got centuries of tradition on this farm, and the architecture itself is just something that I marvel at every single day, the traditional Dutch architecture. But also, just the absolute symbiosis that we have as staff on the estate is also something that it's been carried through with the centuries of handovers and all of that. But the estate was founded in 1693, and it really was only until the 1980s, the late 1980s, when the Burr family took ownership over the estate. And the family is wonderful. They really have this passion for creating or being part of the rich history of South Africa's wine. And they really brought this Poker Dry area to the center stage of Stellenbosch wine. I mean, they create some of the best Syrahs in South Africa, and they championed the grape varietal. So they have these beautiful bold reds, you have very crisp whites. It's a really true expression of the Poker Dry Hills terroir. And today we have Fiona Bira, who is one of the daughters of the original proprietors of the family of the estate. And she really has brought a little bit of modernity to the estate. And yeah, she's really a pioneer in terms of modern tasting room etiquette. And yeah, there's nothing bad that you could say about this estate. It is small, it's quaint, but it also has a homely feel. And in the tasting room, this is where I love being, because this is where I get to interact with the guests. And this is the heart of the estate, the tasting room. And we've got so many offerings. We've got wine pairings, we've got safaris. Our game camp is quite an interesting thing to see, because it's the first thing you see when you enter our estate. Beautiful zebras, some wildebeest, a couple of bokkies running around. And that creates this unforgettable experience from the get-go. And if you're looking to like extend your time with us, we've also got the guest house. And it's so peaceful, overlooking the vineyards, overlooking all of the wild animals. You're able to really create a memory here. And it is really just another version of a Saxonburg moment that we're able to offer everybody in the estate.
You know, Gabriella, it's quite wonderful to listen to you, because we drive past Saxenburg all the time. Whether we're going cherry picking or we're going into Stellenbosch, we love using that route. And it's almost like you've opened the window for us to see Saxenburg through your eyes. And that's always the best way to see anything, is when there's a champion on the inside. And the passion that you share with us about this estate, just makes us, and I'm sure it's doing the same for our listeners, want to head out and experience this tasting room, because a tasting room is a tasting room. It's a space where people come to taste wine, and that's the general opinion. But listening to you, we realize that a tasting room is much more than that. It is the heart and the soul of any estate, where people come together to experience this amazing Syrah that you talk about, and hear the history of a family. Because when I read about the family, about Fiona and Vincent and the Bura family, it's a legacy that's been created. And interwoven into that legacy is the story of a family that grew together in this space and is now creating special experiences for people coming to visit. So it's really been lovely to chat to you, Gabriella, the internationally known wine lady. I really think that it's a great opportunity for us to explore locally. and get to experience the Saxenburg estate. And you've been very kind. You've given us a four-glass tasting voucher for two. And our listeners listening into the show can certainly have an opportunity to win that by going onto the Jet Setting with Janet social media pages, but also going and liking Saxenburg, so that you then form part, so that they then form part of your feed, and you can see what is happening. And I'm looking forward to hearing about the innovation, the exciting new ways of attracting guests to the wine estate. So, Gabriella, before we say goodbye, are there any parting words you'd like to share with our listeners about this beautiful estate and your career in the wine space? Anything at all?
Parting words for the listeners. I mean, I think we've pretty much covered everything about the estate and about you know, the new South African wine era. It's just, you know, when you have the privilege of having so many beautiful estates around you, you tend to overlook it very often. So if you have that little bit of time after work, you just want to wind down, why not wind down on a beautiful estate with a glass in your hand overlooking a beautiful vineyard? So you can learn to appreciate the quality of life that we have here in South Africa with the privilege of having these places so close to home.
I couldn't have said it better, Gabriella. It really is. You know, instead of going to a mall or doing sundowners in some restaurant somewhere in an urban area, it's not too far out. It's a great opportunity to wind down as you wind down. And what a beautiful choice. And as I said, it's so quick and easy, so accessible for most Capetonians, and it is going against the traffic. So please do head out there and check out Saxenburg Estate and ask for Gabriella, the internationally renowned wine lady by name, and you'll get to meet this amazing activist and advocate for all things innovation in the wine space.
Thank you so much, Janet.
Great chatting to you, Gabriella.